Welcome to my podcast series, Gaffney Talks. I'm Stephen Gaffney.
Can you really motivate others? The answer? Yes, of course you can. I think it's a cop-out when people say, you can't motivate others. What they're really saying is, I don't want to try. And you know what? Even if I try, it isn't going to produce results, so I'm going to give up. And that's ridiculous. You can really motivate others. Look at great leaders of our time have actually motivated others. If it wasn't for that, where would we be? Where would we be without Gandhi and Martin Luther King and Abraham Lincoln and all the great leaders historically? They, of course, motivated and inspired others to take action. So what's the central ground rule to remember? Everyone is motivated. Everyone. People might say, but I don't know, I have somebody who works for me who's not motivated. No, they're motivated not to take action. Everybody is motivated. The question is, what are they motivated to do? There are five keys. The first key is have a leadership gravitational pull. You know what's interesting? Think about this. Have you ever been around somebody and you just feel so connected, so much in rapport, that they're actually pulling you into their sphere of influence? And I don't mean this in a bad way. I mean it in a good way. Why is it that we feel connected to some people and disconnected from others? There are many, many factors that go into this. In fact, I've outlined seven, but let me give you one to immediately think about. People who have a strong leadership gravitational pull tend to be positive about the future. They are very optimistic about where they're going. When you're around them, you feel like, wow, if I'm around them and help them out, we are going to accomplish great things. In other words, they have a strong leadership gravitational pull. Number two, be clear on what you want. Have you ever worked for somebody and just been absolutely clueless about what they wanted you to achieve? So you're not motivated to achieve it because you don't have a clue of what they're talking about. What we need to do is be really clear on what we want and be clear on what's negotiable versus non-negotiable. What is non-negotiable is we're going to achieve this goal. What is negotiable is how we're going to get there, and I need your help. So there's a lot of ways to language it, but essentially be clear on what you want. And that leads me to number three, share the value. What's in it for other people? The universal language we all speak in is what's in it for me. Here's the big problem. When people ask us to do things, we think what's in it for us. When we ask other people to do things, we think what's in it for us. The problem is we're usually thinking about us. If we want somebody else to do something, we need to think what's in it for them to achieve it. But quite often we complain. We say, well, Mr. X didn't do what I wanted him to do. Well, that's all about ourselves. The key is to think what's in it for Mr. X, what's in it for the other person. Number four, have a plan. And if you're not sure of all the steps, at least have the basic steps. And if you're not sure of the basic steps, at least have the next steps. But whatever you do, have some kind of plan of action. Quite often, the reason why people are not motivated is because they don't have a clue about what they need to do. It doesn't mean you need to spell out everything, but you need to spell out some things. Number five, hold people accountable. Be willing to say to folks, look, we have the plan, we're moving forward, and then I'm going to hold you accountable to achieve it. And sometimes people don't want to have these tough conversations because they think, well, I don't want to pressure people. Have you ever had a coach or teacher that asked you to do something that in the moment you thought was ridiculous, but after you did it, because they almost forced you to do it, you were so thankful that they held you accountable to achieving it. And you saw things in yourself that you never would have thought you could achieve. And that's the real value of motivating others. We can help others to achieve things they never even dreamed to achieve. And you can make the difference by thinking, how can I motivate others? And using these five keys. So could you motivate others? Where would we be without the great leaders of our time motivating us to take action? Look at Nelson Mandela. What if he said, well, I can't motivate anybody else. Apartheid is what it is. The key thing is that great leaders really do motivate others. And finally, think about this. Where would you be if you didn't have people motivating you to take action that you didn't even think you could achieve, and yet you have? Who do you owe it to? Probably many people in your life who who have really led you to take the action that you really deserved. So could you motivate others? Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to Gaffney Talks. For more great information, visit my website at stephengaffney.com. I'm Stephen Gaffney.